Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother Canada 10 Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and this is the podcast where we talk about everything from the feeds. And we are here now at the final five with just over 1 week to go, less than 1 week remaining for the feeds. And we're here to talk through it all. With me to talk about it is Chantal. How are you doing, Chantal?
I am so blessed to be here with you, Taryn, the leader of the live feed correspondence. Ah, so blessed. And super happy to talk about these final five. I started here at the beginning of the season and it's almost at the end. So it's kind of like a nice little wrap it up. So I'm excited.
Yes. Also with us, of course, is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great.
She's back. It's been a little bit.
Back, baby. Yeah, no, I'm very happy to be back. What a week for me to be gone, though. I feel like it was like everything happened. It was like, first of all, the gummy bears, like that was crazy. And then
the gummy bear affair.
The gummy bear affair. And then you've got the triple eviction. I mean, and I feel like I'm still going to say I don't like triple evictions generally, but I will say that like this one was certainly exciting and not just for, you know, oh, it's exciting because you don't know what's going to happen and who's going to go home. It's exciting because of like the aftermath and the fact that they were able to fill an entire episode on Monday with like, this is what happened during that triple eviction, when usually it's kind of just like, okay, these people go up on the block, these people go home, like, you know, it's pretty simple. This one had, you know, betrayal and intrigue. And I just feel like it was very, very exciting. Monday's episode was super great. I really liked it. And I just feel like I think that like normally once we get down to this point in the season, it's extremely dull. And that is not the case here. There is still a lot going on. There is still, you know, a lot of inner workings and people figuring out like, oh, I think these people might be working together and actually having the potential to do something about it at this point. Like, I feel like a lot of the times once it's found out, it's like too late. And it's just like, well, you know, at least now we know, but there's really nothing that can be done. Cause usually it's just like one person finds something out and then it's like, yeah, we're just going to take that one person out. But here I feel like Betty and Josh, like they can actually do something. Well, we'll see what happens this week, but they have the potential to do something against Helena and Kevin. And I just feel like we've got a great final five. I mean, I don't know. I'm very, very excited about how the season's going. It's been, from start to finish, I think very interesting. And so I'm very pleased, I will say.
Yes. You know, I will be the first to say, you know, I am not a fan of the triple eviction. I think that this triple eviction worked. I think primarily because the season as a whole is working. Mm-hmm. In my eyes, that means the triple eviction in Big Brother Canada is like one for four. Pretty much like the next best triple is like Kevin winning the veto, but it's only exciting because he didn't survive the, like it took two triples to make one good Kevin Martin veto win. And beyond that veto win, it was like, okay. And now, William and Dre are gone. Like that's not very exciting. I do think this one worked. I think it worked in a lot of different ways, because of how the season is set up. I still would prefer no triple eviction. I worry for, again, like the ramifications of the triple eviction linger in future seasons quite a lot. So that I'm not looking forward to. And in general, this is a period of time where the game can be super interesting without a triple eviction. 8-5 is like a really good spot for some really exciting stuff. But luckily we were set up for that exciting stuff and we got it in the triple eviction. It didn't erase it. It could have, but it didn't. And so I thought it worked really well. And, very, very exciting, very excited for the end of this season as it starts to wrap up, because it has just been knocking it out of the park 1 week after another. I think the only real down week of the entire season pretty much, has been the Gino HOH, where the, cause I mean, We had we had Buzzkill fail us, and we had the feeds down for the secret veto.
Yes.
Like, if those two things had been reversed, then it's like banger after banger. Like, maybe you could say the very first week where Marty was HOH and he took out Jay was kind of like not the best week in the world, but like, it was still pretty good because there were a lot of people in the game. So, I mean, it's really like it. It's very rare that it's like, usually you're like, well, we had this one good week and this one pretty good week. This season, we're like, well, we had this week that was like not the best in the world. It's like, that's where we're at.
Yeah, which is great. It's been such a great season, honestly. And I have to say, like, I think everybody who's still remaining would be a deserving winner. I think some maybe more than others, but I do think, I don't think anybody left in the game is just someone who's been dragged. Like, I think everyone has contributed. Everyone has been strategic in one way or another. And so I do think that, like, that also makes me feel good about the end game, because a lot of the times it's like, well, if this person wins, it'll be a great season. But if this person wins, like, the season will suck. And I don't feel that here. I think either way, we're going to have a good season. I think, honestly, I think some people, I prefer to win over others, but I think there can be arguments made for people's games, no matter who they are. So yeah, very, very excited for this end game.
I agree with both of you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to trash talk Melissa just a little. You ready to take back that two for Jace?
No, I think that she still deserved it for that week.
Okay.
I will stand by that too. And I will say that literally, like, so that night I got a lot of hate for that. I will say I got a lot of messages and a lot of stuff being like,
she was a little
an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And then literally the next day when she was like, I don't remember what she did. She did, it was like the episode aired and you saw her like non-logic behind anything that she did. And everyone was like, I got a bunch of messages being like, okay, actually, that too was right. Like, you were actually right on that. So I do feel
vindicated.
But yeah, no, I don't take that back. But I do think that, like, I have been impressed with her so, like, since then, in terms of, like, her ability. First of all, she, like, needed that win during the triple. She got the win. There are things that she's been doing that have been good. I think she's been put in a bad spot, and I think that because she doesn't know what's going on in the house, like, she doesn't know the inner workings. But I think part of that is her own fault by just being with Gino and just using that as her game. So I do think the two was justified. However, I do think that if she does end up winning, there can be reasoning behind that win, at least. Like, it's not like she didn't do anything. She's won things. She actually is a smart girl. Like, she's not just sitting there being like, I don't know what's going on. She's trying to figure it out. She's just in a spot where she doesn't know. So, you know, I'm sticking with my two, but, you know, we'll see what she gets this week.
So I was going to say is that, like, what has been most surprising is my reaction to this season, because every year I'm just like, oh, am I going to like this one? I'm like, is it over? Do I not like Big Brother anymore? Like, and I'm just wondering if it just is something that I liked when I was younger. And now, like, it's just not hitting the spot for me. And this whole season really has changed that. I was like, every week I'm like engaged. I'm like wanting to watch the feeds, wanting to watch each episode. And I don't know if it's just because of like the whole competition thing or this particular cast, but the whole configuration of it all has really allowed me to be reinvigorated with my enjoyment of Big Brother. And so I'm really happy that the season 10 on a whole has been so successful, in my opinion, because yeah, it really rejuvenated my love for Big Brother. So it's a thumbs up for me.
Yeah. And I mean, there's plenty to talk about here this week as well. I mean, we saw the blind side of Gino, what went down in the triple, the fact that Josh wins that HOH, he nominates Summer, and then Betty.
I thought we were riding this out till the wheels fall off.
You're coming.
Oh, I nearly cried when she said
that. That was so sad. I felt so bad for her. And also, like, so I had heard about what happened prior to watching the episode, because I had, like, obviously, like, I was on Twitter and stuff, but I was at my my work function or whatever, which like only can be so much of a work function with Red Bull, but whatever. it was intense. But yeah, I heard about it on Twitter. Obviously, I was like, I need to know what's going on and I'm going to keep updated on this stuff. But then, and so when I heard that Josh put Betty on the block, I was like, okay, sure, whatever, that's fine. And like move on. But then when actually seeing it, that was tough. I think that that was a bad move for sure on Josh's part. Whereas at first I was like, no, it makes sense because he's working with Kevin and Helena. So like, who cares? But to see that happen, especially when he's telling her literally minutes before he puts her up, like, do you trust me? You trust me, right? And she's like, of course I trust you. I'm working with you. I'm 100% in with you. It's like, maybe take that as a hint that like, this girl, you are working with her, you're supposed to like, do not just throw her under the bus like this. Like, this is not a good move. Like, Kevin and Helena, you're working with them, yes, but like, they don't believe that you're their number one like Betty does. Like, I just think that the move itself was just so bad. And I mean, and it's one thing, it's like, I don't even, and I get where he was coming from on that. But at the same time, like, for his own personal game, bad move. And then after you tell Betty, like, I'm going to put you on the block, like, it's done at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you can't then take it back. She knows that you were considering it. Even if she's able to convince you not to put her on the block, like, she knows that you even thought that in your mind when that was, like, the furthest thing from her mind. She was so thrilled when he won. She thought she was safe for sure. I just, that was just such a bad move on Josh's part. Like, and I get he's in such a tough spot because it's like, there's not that many people left and you're working with everybody. So, I mean, like the fact that Summer is like yelling at him and then Betty's upset with him and then Kevin and Helena, it's like, you're basically showing your cards that you're working with Kevin and Helena. Bad move. Like he should have put one of them up. I really think, he should have kept Betty off the block. Summer, like, I don't know, whatever. Summer can go, I guess, but like Betty, at least keep one of your allies off the block. Like, that was so bad. That was hard to watch for sure.
Yeah, I did ask the audience, who should Josh have nominated to replace Jace in the triple eviction? And 67% say Helena was the right call. 17% said Kevin, and then only 15% said Betty.
Yeah, I think Helena would have been the choice.
Yeah.
Like, I think that makes the most sense. Choice. Because yeah. Kevin and Josh, like, supposedly are, like, super tight, according to Josh, like, in Josh's mind. And Betty and Josh, super tight. Helena and Josh, like, tight. But I don't know if I see them as, like, super tight. And I think, like, I don't know. I just don't think it makes any sense for him to... it's bad either way. But I think... the move is to put Helena on the block.
But even if he put Helena on the block, it would have been a split vote maybe, and he would have been able to break the tie. And so it would have been
right.
A less of a risky situation there. Like, he would have kept all of his allies sort of happy. And Helena expected to be going up. She's like, I thought it was going to be me too. And so I think that, yeah, it's definitely a wrong move when the alternate person also thought that they should have gone up.
And he can't even explain it too. Like, when people are like, well, but why though? Like, what, why? And he's like, because at first he's able to explain the Summer thing because it's like, yeah, but Summer's not going to go home, so it's fine. Then it's like, okay, now I'm going to put Betty up. It's like, but you just said Summer wasn't going to go home, so you want Betty to go home? Like, he's like, Betty's safe. It's like, so then who's going home? Like, what's your logic here? He can't even explain why he would keep those two off the block. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It immediately throws up red flags for everybody else, like thinking like, okay, clearly something's going on that I wasn't aware of. And that's like the worst thing you can do in this situation, because like the whole point is they're supposed to be working under the radar, secret alliance. Like, yeah, not good. Not good.
Yeah. I mean, Betty says after the fact, like, Josh could have told me to do anything and I would have done it. If he had told me to vote out Summer, I would have done it. Easy. Mm-hmm. I would have asked him why, but I would have done it. You know, I think that's just the call. You know, we've talked about it, but that's just what you need to do. You just put Helena on the block. You say, Betty, please vote to keep Helena. After the fact, she goes, why did I need to vote to keep Helena instead of Summer? At that point, you go, because Summer was blah, 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 all the things he's been saying about Summer. And it's now so much easier to explain everything. Like, you haven't had to ruin that relationship temporarily. I mean, Josh put himself in a position where he ruined his relationship with Betty, and it worked out for Kevin and Helena, where they were able to say, all right, well, now you're stuck up there. And Josh may directly be leaving because of the move he made here. If he doesn't make this move, if he puts up Helena instead, then I think he is pretty much probably safe here at the final five. Granted, you know, if Betty had put up, say, Jace and Kevin, and then Helena wins the veto, they could have also done the same thing by forcing Josh on the block. But still, there's a pretty good chance that Josh is safe here in the final five if he doesn't ruin this relationship with Betty. Which, speaking of Betty, Betty wins the HOH, and in the episodes, they've kind of glossed over all of the stuff that we've talked about already. The brilliant play of turning the secret veto around on Jace, convincing Betty and Josh that that Jace was going to backdoor, or that Gina was going to backdoor Josh if the veto were to be used. We've gone over that in detail. The episode's likely not going to show it. Instead, they're going to kind of, like, it seems like, shortcut it and just be like, Kevin convinced Betty in at Wendy's. Instead of showing, like, all of the other stuff, right? But that's pretty much why she's in that mindset to begin with. Kevin also does, I'm sure, do some work here at Wendy's, although at the same time, maybe overexposed himself a bit in order to do so. But ultimately, Betty nominates Josh and Jace, with the intended target being Jace. And even when Betty eventually catches on to what Kevin is doing, she still wants Jace out, which is basically the complete opposite of where we thought she should go at the beginning of the week, which is that she should turn to Jace and be like, look at the three of them working together, put two of them on the block, lock in Jace, and then ideally win over Josh in the way that she has. And winning over Josh in the way that she has been done in a way that I don't think that I didn't anticipate, and certainly Kevin and Helena haven't anticipated. That has definitely been the saving grace of her game, or at least could be, because we don't exactly know where things are going. But I did ask the audience, who should Betty have targeted? Who should Betty have targeted this week for her game? And if you want to answer these questions, by the way, you've got 2 minutes to do so. Check out the link on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Who should Betty have targeted for this week for her game? She wanted to target Jace. 5% of the audience agreed with that decision. 5% of the audience. 84% of the audience thinks that she should have targeted Kevin.
I just feel like she missed such a... I feel like it should have been so, like, crystal clear to her. I mean, it seems like it was crystal clear to her that, like, something's going on in this house that she's unaware of. Seems like Jace is unaware of it, too, because Jace is just as confused. Like, everybody's confused. Except for, like, it seems like the two people who aren't put on the block and Josh, like, it's right there in front of you that, like, these people are not being put on the block. Your number one ally put you on the block instead of them with no, like, clear reasoning behind it. And you should automatically be like, okay, something's up. The three of them must be working together. Maybe go to Jace.
She also asked him. Mm-hmm. She asked him whether or not she was working together, and right. he denies it. But, like, if you're thinking to ask that, that must mean there's something going on that's a little bit shady, and to maybe follow that logic a little bit.
And at that point, like, how can you trust anything he says? He's saying, like, oh, no, we're not working together. But it's like, your number one ally just put you on the block. Like, I just feel like you can't trust anybody at this point. You have to look at what's right in front of you. And what's right in front of you is that you got sacrificed, essentially. They risked you. And these three people were safe. So these three people clearly have something going on, whatever it may be. And the only other person left in the house is Jace, who doesn't have that connection with the three of them. They were totally willing to sacrifice her. In fact, they wanted her to leave. So, like, that should be your cue to be like, okay, I don't have anybody that I thought I had. I need to turn and start working with this other outside person. I just feel like it's that same thing again, where it's like the outside people like don't recognize that like they should join up with the other outside people. It's like there's always like the outsider being like, yeah, but I'm not an outsider though. Like I see this outside person, I'm not an outsider, so I need to get rid of that outside person because I'm on the inside. It's like, no, you're not. You're clearly on the outside. You were just like the sacrificial lamb. So I do feel like that confuses me a little bit. Like that would have been the perfect opportunity to start something new, to say, you know, and also like to sit there and be like, okay, clearly Josh has something with these two people. I need to get these two people on the block. Like these two people clearly have something going on. If I don't want to, like, if I want to repair things with Josh, if I want to work with this outside person, okay, that's fine. Put the two people on the block who were just completely safe during a triple eviction. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me, the logic.
Well, and also like JC Lynn was super like that's what she was pushing with Betty, being like, hey, like let's work together. Let's do this. We're on the outside. Let's take down those people. And she just was like, nah, like I'm not gonna bother doing that. I'm gonna target you, Jace. And she's like, mm-hmm. I don't get it. Like I'm giving her my entire game. I'm giving her allegiance to her. And she's like, nah, let's take you out.
Well, that was the thing. And that's why the secret veto lie was so important, is that she was saying she was giving her whole game, but she wasn't owning up to the fact that she had the secret veto, which Betty knew. And so when Betty exposes the fact that she knows, Jace kind of crumbles under that pressure. And he's like, oh, I think Marty really told you. Marty. and it really just feels
also,
like she's
why
lying.
Why not reveal that? Why not reveal it? Like, I feel like it's one of those things where like, you're JC Lynn, you're completely alone. You don't have any allies left in the house. So why not sit there? This is like the perfect opportunity to do one of those spill your game type situations of being
everything.
Like, here's everything that I did, everything that I know. I want to work with you. I don't have anybody left. I'm here as like a person to be worked with. You can scoop me up and work with me the rest of the game. I don't have anyone to take to the final two. Like, you are it for me. Boom, done. Then she has an immediate ally. She explains to Betty, like, Betty, you're alone too. Clearly they are willing to sacrifice you. Your number one ally just put you on the block. Like, and these two were completely safe. They weren't touched. So clearly something's going on. You and me should work together. Here's everything. Like that's what you do in this situation. Instead it's like, well, hopefully I can win the veto. It's like, I don't know.
Well, it didn't happen. Jace goes on the block next to Josh. Betty does uncover Kevin's machinations and she reveals to Josh that Kevin has been pushing for Josh to go up on the block, and that she thinks Kevin wants Josh to go, that he's been pushing for that as well, that Kevin revealed to her that him and Josh have been working together, and Josh is not pleased. He's pissed. He's pissed. He's spilled so much tea.
I'm spilling the tea to Kevin.
To Kevin. And Kevin's now spilling tea all over him. And it's not great. He doesn't like it. Josh seemingly has been turned against Kevin. He has not talked to Kevin about any of this. And the problem is that, there are two things that are happening here. One is that Betty and Josh are reconciling. Two, it's that Josh is no longer feeling great about Kevin. And the one, Betty and Josh reconciling, very obvious to everybody at this point. They are not doing a very good job of hiding it. They're spending all their time together again. The second bit, on and off, they're sort of like something like, what's going on with Josh? Would he pick Betty over us? At times, Kevin says, nah, no way, no way. I mean, we saw what he did in the triple eviction. Then another. Did he rat us out though? He could have, like something could be off here. And that's the thing. Again, I've talked about this a little. Even Jace now in this position, they're in a spot where the dynamic, the paradigm of the game has shifted, in a way where it's not about people being loyal, winning competitions. That's how the game can sometimes go. But Kevin and Helena have taken this game and they've gone, no, no, we don't like that. We're not good at that. We're going to be lying and pretending the whole time. And they have succeeded. And they have succeeded in shifting that that entire play style over to their play style. And now players like Betty and Josh and Jace are all having to adapt. They're all having to be like, all right, now we got to get down to business here.
This is business being.
And start lying and pretending and all of that stuff. The problem is that it doesn't come quite as naturally to them. They don't have as much experience. And so, you know, when Betty is like, all right, we'll hide the fact that we've reconciled, Josh, and we'll continue to play up that we're loyal and stuff. Like, I love that she wants to do that. She doesn't have a lot of experience actually doing it. And the same is kind of true of Jace. Like Betty's not bothering to talk with Jace anymore. Like they don't have the experience of knowing that even though I'm not actually working with this person, I need to spend a bunch of time with them to make it seem like I am. Mm-hmm. And so their hands are kind of being shown a little bit. And so, that's kind of coming to the forefront. And now Helena has won the veto. She did not use it. The noms have stayed the same. Josh and Jace on the block. And Kevin and Helena now need to make a decision based on what they're reading from Josh and Betty, based on their predictions about how the jury might vote, based on how well they think Josh or Jace may perform in challenges, and you know what they think Jace or Josh might do, who they might evict, who Betty would evict. They're trying to consider all options, and they have gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back just today, just before the roundtable. If you've been listening to the updates, you know that yesterday's update, I believe I said, okay, looks like they've decided to evict Josh. Today's update, I said, okay, looks like they've decided to evict Jace. Now I'm here tonight to tell you, as of right now, they have decided to evict Josh again. And that doesn't even capture some of the back and forth that happened in between those updates. But basically what happened today is that Kevin went to Jace to tell her, I'm voting you out. You're too amazing of a player. I'm voting you out. And Jace was like, well, that sucks, but I appreciate the heads up and the kind words. Give me 2 seconds. How about this? First of all, Josh and Betty, super tight. They're clearly back together. They're going to be taking each other. You don't want that in the final four. Second, Josh, amazing. He's going to trash everybody in a jury vote. He's going to dominate us. You can't beat Josh. You have a better shot at beating me. Third, Josh, at the very least, is just as good at competitions as me, if not much better. Pointing out what I have pointed out, which is we have different builds. He's got, she said he's longer than me. Which was a different way of saying what I was saying earlier. Which I think is very fair. And she says to Kevin, hey, look, I'll take you to the final two. You know, I will cut Betty at final four. I know she's also a big jury threat. She's somebody that could absolutely win. I'll bring you and Helena to the final three, and then I'll take you to the final two. I was thinking about taking Helena, but now, you know, I have to consider the fact that she's never been on the block. She just won her second veto. She's absolutely a power player. You know, you've only won one thing, Kevin. And after she leaves, Kevin is like, she just made some very good points. And he's been talking it through with Helena, and they didn't come to a solid conclusion, but they were pretty heavily on the side of evicting Josh at that point. So that's where things seem to currently stand.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the right play at this point, especially if Josh is kind of, you know, that doesn't have the same bond that he had with Kevin before, where he basically would throw away his game for Kevin. You know, that's shifted. And so the fact that I think that he would take out Kevin over Helena at this point, I don't think that Kevin realizes that he's not in as good of a position with Josh. And if he did, I think that he'd be like, okay, God, Josh has got to go for sure. Like, this is a great deal that I'm getting from JC Lynn, and she's capable of winning these things. If that's another guaranteed person taking me to the end, 100%, let's get out Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah. I think it's the right move. I do. I think it's the right move to get Josh out at this point. I mean, the fact that he and Betty are getting tied again, I think that that's not good for Kevin and Helena, because that's just another outside ally that Josh will have in the game. And then, of course, you know, Kevin thinking about the final two deal that JC Lynn has just presented him with. That's great. And yeah, I just feel like it's the smart move. I mean, I think even so, I guess maybe with the triple, it kind of threw things off. I would have said, you know, Josh has a lot of people in the jury house that would vote for him. But I think at this point, like, who knows if Summer is kind of going in there, like, very upset with him, and then kind of it changes the dynamic. Maybe Josh doesn't have as many votes, but I think that there's an argument to be made for Josh in the final two. So I do think that it's the right move to get out Josh at this point in the game, especially because, like, now is not the time to get complacent. I feel like Josh is, like, especially now that Josh is, like, suspicious of Kevin, it's like, now would be the time to be like, hey, we're all still good, right? We're still, like, final three, you and me, final two, right? Like, we're there. I'm with you, you know? And if he's not doing that, and JC Lynn is reassuring them, then, like, I don't know. It's an easy choice, I think.
Yeah. And it keeps going back and forth. And I think that everybody seems to have a different opinion on it as well. So I asked the audience three different questions. Who should Kevin evict this week? Who should Helena evict this week? And who should Kevin and Helena collectively evict this week for both of them, right? Because that's ultimately, I think, what their actual motivation is. What is best for both of them to get to the final two, or for both of them to win ultimately, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're not just banking on both of them being in the final two. They're also thinking about, well, in the event that one of us gets cut, we still want the other one to win. And so they're also looking at jury votes because of that. Jury votes are a very important part of the analysis when it comes to Josh versus Jace for Kevin, at least. So the audience says for Kevin, they think he should evict Jace. 55% versus 44% to evict Josh. So very close. It's very close between Jace and Josh from the audience, who they think is best for Kevin to evict. For Helena, it's pretty clear. 80% of the audience says evict Josh. Evict Josh for Helena, keep Jace. Jace mentioned to the cameras at the start of the week that she was wanting to take Helena to the final two. And, you know, especially at the start of the week, it seemed like an obvious choice to evict Jace, or to evict Josh over Jace for Helena. That has started to get more and more muddy as the week has gone on, though, with Josh reconnecting with Betty, being anti-Kevin, and now Jace promising Kevin final two. You know, it does look a little murkier. The last time we heard Jace say she wanted to bring Helena, the circumstances were a bit different. She was talking about bringing both Helena and Betty to the end on a proposed women's alliance. And Helena hadn't won that veto quite yet, and Kevin hadn't gotten her ear. And Helena hadn't basically told Jace that Kevin makes the decision for who stays and who goes this week. And so she hadn't made promises to Kevin quite yet. So for all we know, Jace could be telling the truth, or at least be open about who she would take to the end, which would not be the best for Helena overall. But I still feel like keeping Jace is going to be better for Helena overall. Then who should Kevin and Helena collectively evict? The audience says 60% Josh is the right call, which I do think I agree with. Now, this is the problem with a decision like this. First of all, I've talked about this already. It's a decision where if it goes wrong, everyone's going to say, what idiots? Regardless of like what side they're actually on in the like discussion right now. Like people forget that like the Cliff Nicole decision, people were on both sides of the argument. Like it was 50-50, like all the way through for so long. And then when it didn't go right, they were like, obvious dummies. So I fully expect that to happen. But second, it's the kind of decision that you get very caught up in like the details of. You get very like warped tunnel vision, I think, when you have a decision like this, And I think that's part, like, kind of what's happening to Kevin and Helena right now. They've been in this decision-making mode for so long that that I do worry that they're not going to be looking at the bigger picture. For instance, Jace is pitching all of the right things to them, and it sounds great. But you have to consider the fact that the final four, there's time to talk. Once Josh is gone, what does Betty say to Jace? What does Jace say to Betty? Let's say that Helena wins the HOH. Betty and Jace are now in a position where if either one of them wins the veto, they feel like they will be evicted. They have all the incentive in the world to speak to each other. And if they speak to each other, they might just go, do you have a final three with Kevin and Helena? Because I have a final three with Kevin and Helena. They're literally setting themselves up to be chill-towned, and that's not really the call. And like, Kevin should know this, because if he listens to this podcast, I very much have been like the person who has criticized Dr. Will for his final four strategy, which was collectively as Chilltown going to both Erica and Janelle saying, we're keeping you, final three with you, final three with you, and making it obvious that they're going to evict each other. When what they should have done is stuck with Operation Double Date and been like, it's me and you, Janelle, versus Boogie and Erica, and prevent them from talking in that way. But for right now, it's set up in a way where there's two final threes, separate final threes happening. And they're like, we might be in a position where everybody wants to take us to the final three. Maybe not, but maybe we are. And it's like, you better start thinking ahead, because it's going to come quick. So there's a lot to consider here. And at the end of the day, I don't think the decision means all that much, because the reality is you're just going to have to win those competitions probably. And I do think that they're on a relatively equal playing field when it comes to the challenges. I do personally, I would be more worried about Josh in a competition than Jace, because he's longer. That's pretty much it.
It's true. Can't lie.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it stands. I asked the audience who do they want to be evicted this week, and 64% said Jace, 35% said Josh. And I know that the percentages I don't read the 0.2 and 0.8.
That's okay.
Percentages, yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why. I think, like, it is an interesting idea to have, like, Betty and Josh and then have Helena and Kevin. And I think that would make for an interesting, you know, final four situation. Not that keeping Jace wouldn't be interesting, but I do think, like, it gives Betty more of a shot, I think, to have Josh there. Although, who knows what Josh is going to do anymore. But yeah, I get why people are saying that. And also the fact that, like, well, I was going to say that, like, that final four outside of Jace has, like, done more in the game. Although I will say, like, Josh hasn't really done much in terms of, like, campaigning for himself or literally anything. So, you know, I would say that, like, Jace at least is doing some really good campaign work right now versus Josh.
Yeah, I mean, Jace's campaign to Kevin is, I mean, it's a winning game move if it works, right?
Right.
Like, this is Dane talking to Anthony.
This is Dane.
This matters quite a lot. So, you know, she is putting in the work, and Josh is not. I've been saying since he had the conversation with Betty that Josh needs to come clean to Kevin. He can't effectively campaign because he's blocked by these secrets. You can't be passive at the final five. It is all or nothing. So it is not great for Josh. I think that literally as we speak, Kevin, Helena, and Jace are all talking together about keeping Jace potentially. I think they're kind of quizzing Jace, trying to get her to say the right things essentially. I mean, it is very much up in the air right now, and Josh needs to be getting in there and doing work. But he's throughout the season, he's relied on Kevin and Helena to do a lot of that work. So,
right. Yeah, I don't know if he's like ever campaigned for himself.
Not at all. And like the fact that, you know, he's having some doubts about Kevin, and that should be like, oh my God, that could be like my safety in this game right now. So like, let me go and get back into his good graces. Let's get back to like me telling him everything, get back to that connection that we used to have that would make him, you know, use vetoes and whatnot on me and really reconnect with Kevin, even if he's like wary of him. I think this is a time that you need to be closer to him, because mm-hmm. if you're wary and then you just kind of let him go, he'll feel better about taking you out if that's the case. If like he feels like, oh my God, we're still really connected, we're still really close, I can't do that to Josh, then he has more likelihood of staying in the game. So the fact that he's backing away is a bad, 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 bad move, in my opinion.
Right. I feel like it's great that he and Betty are like starting to get suspicious and starting to figure stuff out. But it's like, now is not the time to act on that, because you're on the block and you're in danger. So like, you need to like keep that in your mind, and obviously like keep looking for signs of that type of thing. But like, for now, you need to pretend like you are so in with Kevin and Helena so that they vote to save you. I mean, that's right now, that is priority number one. After that, it's like, okay, yeah, we need to figure out a way to get them out or whatever. But like, you can't do anything about your suspicions while you're on the block and about to go home. Like, you need to get them to keep you first. Like, that's first step. So yeah, I think that he's not playing this week right. And if he goes home, I think a lot of it has to do with him, and a lot of it has to do with Jace's campaigning.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm curious to go back and watch the conversation happening right now. I feel like I'm getting mixed opinions on how well Jace is doing now. I personally feel like Jace performs best when she's just being honest. She does have a good logical case on her side. I worry that if she starts to try to be manipulative, or like try to like, I mean, it's the exact same position she was in with Betty, where it's like, just tell her about the secret veto. Don't try to hide things. Don't try to like make it prettier than it is. Just be upfront and honest. And I think you have a great case. So we'll see how well she continues to perform, because that's where she was when she talked to Kevin initially. If she's still in that same place, then I think she'll be in a good spot. If she tries to start branching off, I'm not sure it'll go well, but we will see. So that's pretty much where we are. There is no decision made, and thus, for really the first time in the season for Stockwatch, we've always been like, things could change because the season has been wild, but usually they have not. At this point, we have no idea whether Jace or Josh will be leaving at the end of the week. Just a couple of other things here. Who would you rate, or how would you rate the triple eviction? I asked. We said it was a good one. The audience gave it a 7.7. Which, considering it's basically a twist, you know, it's a very high rating for a twist. The competition's a 7.1. I'm still not like the highest on the competitions myself. You know, quizzes are quizzes. I didn't like the clock
that
competition.
Clock thing? That was
yeah.
so bad. It's like janky.
Yeah. And so, you know, we'll see about all of that. The episodes this week, an 8.3. Very high rating for the episodes this week, up from the 7 last week.
We're good.
The feeds a 7.3, around the same as the 7.4 last week. The season as a whole so far, an 8.7.
Wow.
That's yeah. high.
That is the highest I've ever seen it.
Seven. Yeah. Especially yeah. at this point. Usually it's like, yeah, no, this is a 4. I don't care for this season at like final 5. No one cares anymore.
Wow.
That's great. Good job.
Yeah. So we will see if it can land, you know, land it. Can we finish strong? I mean, let me compare this. This is the final 4 week of Big Brother Canada 9. The episodes were 6.4, the feeds were 3.6, and the season as a whole was a 7.8.
And we thought that was
Canada
9.
And I mean, that was good. That was very good for the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's definitely, it's interesting.
You have the same rating for, Big Brother US.
All right, Big Brother 23, Final Four. We've got the episodes were 4.3, the feeds were 3.5, and the season as a whole was a 6.2.
Ooh.
The final three of Celebrity Big Brother, 4.5 for the episodes, 3.4 for the feeds, and a 3.7 for the season overall.
I mean,
don't remind me.
So
put that one out of my mind.
We are in a much better place here for Big Brother Canada 10. All right, one more thing before we get into the ratings. We had to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. There's only five left, so I want the full ranking from the both of you here. We have to go from the top performer to the worst performer in the favorite poll. What do you think?
I'd say Kevin.
Kevin's on the top. I think Betty's next.
Yeah, I think Betty's next. Then
I think Helena, I think, is after that. Maybe?
I would think Helena, Josh, then Jace.
That's the list I have.
You both agree? Thanks. And you're both spot on.
All right.
Okay. Kevin, Betty, Helena, Josh, Jace. Now, it is pretty close between Betty and Helena, but Betty has edged out Helena. The rest of them are pretty clear steps, so it's a pretty clear ranking there. All right,
I think Betty got bumped up a bit due to her Monday episode where she's like, "I thought we were riding this till the wheels fall off."
Oh, heartbreaking. And also the fact that she was like in the commercial break is going back and forth to people like, I need to secure these votes. Like, I really love that hustle. I hadn't really seen that much hustle in Betty before. And that's something I wish I'd seen in Summer. Like, I want Summer to not be pissed off and upset right now. Like, I want her to go and try to secure the votes for her to stay here. And so, totally. I appreciate that hustle in Betty for sure.
Totally. Well, that's a good point. Cause Summer just went and yelled at Josh and also Betty. It's like, she should not have been doing that. Like, I mean, obviously she's upset, totally get it, justifiably. But at that point, it's like, Betty was upset too, but you got to just hustle and get those votes and stay. And then you can yell at the person when you're still in the house. I feel like it's doing this whole just being mad thing. It's that's not helping you in the game. Like, you've got to just move forward. And then get your revenge, you know, that's the way to do it. And so, Betty running from person to person showed that she really wants to be there. And I feel like I wasn't sure if I had seen that from her before. And so, that was great to see. I think after this week, my opinion of Betty is a lot higher, I think, than it had been. Not that it was that low, but just that I wasn't sure if she was really in it, you know? And I do feel like she is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Betty was only a hundredth of a point away from being second place last week, just behind Josh. I mean, I think the events of the triple eviction definitely helped skyrocket Betty ahead of Josh there, by a large margin. So, all right. Are we ready to rate the players?
Yes.
Okay, let's pull up the Stockwatch. This is a portion.
It's so weird to see the Stockwatch looking so small.
It is very small.
Can you believe it? It's always weird when they do a double eviction or a triple eviction, and you're just all of a sudden it's very different.
Yeah. This is, of course, the portion of the podcast where you rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing in the game this week. Now, we also poll the audience to get their opinion on the ratings. And we each give our own thoughts. For me, it's a weird portion of the season where we are nearing the end. There's one more roundtable before the finale after this one. And, you know, you have to start taking into consideration win equity. I mean, long-term prospects are now just over a week away from the end, right? Short-term safety. I mean, everybody's vulnerable. That's the thing. Short-term safety is, there's only short-term left. It's basically the same as long-term, prospects to some degree. And that's sort of the thing where it's like, yes, Josh or Jace could leave, but I'm not going to penalize them as much as I would, I think, in you know, early weeks, because yeah, one of them could leave. Also, by the time we do the next roundtable, somebody else could also leave, and that could be literally anybody. So they're all in danger here moving forward. And then also it's like, it's tough for me to figure out exactly, like, there's a lot of individual work that's been happening this week, from the blind side of Gino to the triple eviction to convincing Betty to nominate Josh and Jace. Like, to Betty flipping it back around, to Betty making a huge mistake, to Josh making a huge mistake, to, there are a bunch of mistakes and great things that have had Jace screwing up with Betty, but then killing it with Kevin. Like, there are lots of back and forth, things going on with individual performance, but then also this close to the end, it's like, do I really want to go super low or super high based on an individual performance when we're this close to the end? I think for me, probably, but, we will see here as we rate these players, and we will start with Betty. We'll start with Betty. Betty last week got a 6 overall. And man, is it tough. So Betty gets put up in the triple eviction by Josh. It's not great. She survives, though. She goes on to win HOH, guarantee her safety to the final 4. That's very nice. The problem is she can't compete in the final 4 HOH, which means the final 4 veto, she is definitely vulnerable in, which is not great, because if the survivor of Josh or Jace are win the HOH, then Betty is for sure going home in a spot where Kevin or Helena wins the final 4 veto. And even if, you know, Josh or Jace don't win that veto, it's still not a guarantee that she survives the final 4. You know, for instance, with Jace campaigning on the pitch of "I will evict Betty," that's not super great, considering Betty will have to be vulnerable if Jace has the veto. And even Josh has been turned to be back to being pro Betty, but you never really know. Once he actually has a conversation with Kevin, there's a chance he could be turned back if he stays. So that's not great. But I do want to give her a lot of credit for catching on to Kevin and flipping Josh back over to her side. I think that's fantastic. The problem is it came too late, because Josh is already on the block and now he might go home, and she hasn't done any work with Jace at all. And she really was tricked into nominating these two players. She should never have nominated Josh, or she really should never have nominated Jace either. She should have nominated, in my eyes, Kevin and Helena, and flipped, because if she had nominated Kevin and Helena and flipped Josh by saying Kevin was really trying to get you up on the block, now Josh is safe. Helena wins the veto. She takes herself off. She puts up Jace, but her and Josh can pretty much decide who they want to send home if she holds on to Josh. Like, she's in such a better position. So I really have to punish her for that. The thing is, if she can win that final 4 veto, or if she's in a spot where she, where like Josh stays or Jace stays and either one of them make the call to keep her, then she can get to the final 3. I think she absolutely has a great chance to win the final 3 HOH. And I think that if she wins the final 3 HOH, I think there's a very good chance she wins the whole game. So Betty's honestly one of the toughest ones for me to figure out exactly where I want to go with her. I think that because there's one more roundtable before the finale, I can't push her up too much because of the potential win equity. I have to look at the mistake of nominating Josh and Jace. I have to look at the vulnerability heading into final 4. And I'm going to stick with my 6 overall. If she's still here by the time we rate the players next week, this is going up for sure. But for right now, based on what happened this week, based on the current position, where she's vulnerable here at 4, and Josh is looking like he's more likely to leave at this point, it's going to be a 6 from me. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, that's like the exact analysis I was thinking, because it's like she gets points for, you know, winning HOH to make sure she's safe. She gets points for turning Josh back around, getting him on her side. She gets points for figuring out Kevin. I mean, that's huge. That takes a lot, because like clearly this whole game, no one has figured him out. So I'm very impressed with her this week. However, you know, you have that power and you use it in the wrong way to nominate the wrong people. You nominate the two people who could have potentially worked with you. You could have formed something with them. And instead, you've got now Kevin and Helena still safe. One of those people, Josh or Jace, are going to go home. And that's really bad for Betty's game at this point. Like you said, she could have put she could have put Kevin and Helena on the block and then had Jace and Josh, turn Josh around. And then there you go. You get rid of one of the two-headed snake or whatever. And then you've got these guys helping you. I just feel like there were some mistakes made this week. But like you said, Taryn, like if she next week, if she's still around, and she's still in a good spot, she wins veto or whatever, like she could absolutely win this thing. I absolutely see it. So it's like she just has to get over this next hurdle and then she's golden. But that next hurdle is a big one. So I'm gonna keep a six as well.
All right, Chantel, what do you think?
So I really like Business B, and I like the fact that she's starting to, get into the game. She's noticing different strategies. She's seeing what Kevin's doing and she's winning now. But my issue is that she doesn't seem to know what to do strategically that's best for her game with power. It's kind of like she just needs to win to save herself instead of setting herself up to be in a better position so that if she doesn't win, she's still protected. And so I just don't really have that much faith moving forward that if she doesn't just win, that she's going to be taken to the end by anybody other than Josh. She's just not in a good position necessarily unless she's winning herself. And so because of that, I'm going to agree with both of you and give her a six. I would love to have given her a seven or even higher because she's starting to turn it on. She's winning these competitions, coming in second in that endurance, like awesome. But like we see her with some power now and she does things that are actually terrible for her game. And so she has potential. So hopefully she can do better. But right now I can only give her a six.
Yeah. And, when Betty won the HOH, when I was podcasting and I saw that Betty won, I was thinking like, oh wow, like the people that went in on Betty are about to make bank because she's about to team up with Jace and she's about to like recognize that the crash test dummies are exposed. And then it just didn't play out that way. And she's like now she's in a spot where like as the final five HOA, she might be about to lose she won Josh back, but she might be about to lose Josh. Like doesn't matter if you win him back. If you lose him now, you should have worked on Jace, I guess. Right. Like, it's a tough spot here and not being able to compete in final four HOH is very devastating in my eyes to your chances. So, that's kind of where it has to be. And nobody's a bigger Business B fan than me.
Business B, let's get it.
I want Business B to get it. But for now, it's got to be the six. And the audience agrees. The audience also gave Betty a six. All right. So let's move on to Helena. Melissa, what are your thoughts on Helena?
You know, I've been impressed with Helena. I mean, she's the only one who hasn't been nominated yet. And even now with like a triple eviction and all this other stuff, she still hasn't been nominated. I think that her and Kevin are very strong together. I feel like she's in a pretty good spot, but at the same time, we're getting down to the end. Everybody is vulnerable at a certain point. So it's not like she's going to be protected the whole time, but her and Kevin aren't going home this week. They're both safe. So that's great for her because Kevin is a built-in ally right there. And, Kevin and Helena are working JC. So if she ends up staying like that, that could be really good for them. I feel like she's in a decent spot moving forward. I've just been very impressed with her and Kevin. And I get that it's frustrating that they are, kind of waffling back and forth of like, who do we evict? But this is a tough decision. And so I get it. I'm looking at Puya's scores thinking that they're mine. So I'm kind of like going off of that, and I probably shouldn't be doing that. But like, I was about to be like, and like last time I was like, I'm going to hold at my six. Like, that's not my six. That's Puya's six, but whatever. I'm treating it as if it's mine. Puya was my surrogate, I guess. And so, yeah, I do want to bump her up. I think that she is doing really, really well. Her and Kevin are like a dream team. They're really great and they're fun to watch. So, yeah, I'm going to give her an eight.
All right, Chantel, what do you think?
So I definitely love the duo of Heaven. Kevin, I guess that's what it's called, but there Kevin and Helena. Heaven. It just came out there. That's what it's supposed great. To be. It's Heaven. I love the way that they've been working together and that they've been really loyal to each other. She did make a few mistakes, maybe with JC Lynn a little bit earlier, with how she kind of handled being confronted in those moments during the triple eviction. And so I'm hoping that she's been able to kind of mend those fences in some of these conversations later on today. But I do think that she's doing a really good job, and it seems like a lot of people want to take her to the end. And I think that if she continues to push that, I think that she has a really good shot at winning at this point, especially if Kevin's not sitting beside her. Like, she might be able to have Kevin in the jury to be, you know, talking up her game, explaining everything that she's done, because he has kind of invested interest in Helena doing well because they've been working together. And so I think that she's like in a pretty good spot, especially since she's going to be able to compete next week. I'm not going to go as high as an eight. I'm going to go with a seven for Helena, because I do think she made a few mistakes. And I think that with the fact that Jace is more so pitching towards Kevin, and Kevin's most likely going to get her loyalty, I think that she's might be missing out there. So just a little bit shy of the eight, but still a seven from me.
All right. Well, the audience is with you, Chantel. The audience gave Helena a seven. So there you go from the audience. Now, for me, it's so hard because I'm trying to incorporate the entire week from last time we spoke. And if I'm doing that, then I'm including the absolutely brilliant play of turning that secret veto lie around on Jace, which came in so clutch and was so important and effective. I want to give both Kevin and Helena massive props for it. Helena also completely stays off the block in the triple eviction, which I thought was phenomenal. And in the aftermath, avoids the block again, wins the veto, protects Kevin. All of that is really great stuff. And I would even consider going as high as a 10 for Helena if that were everything, if that were the only things that happened in the week. But there are some other things that I have not loved from Helena. Particularly, the jury management is still a little bit iffy for me. Things like talking to Jace and saying like it's Kevin's decision, basically, and I'm gonna have to follow Kevin. The fact that she doesn't seem to—I mean, she's not calling the shots in any way with Kevin. Like, she really is just the thing is, she's portraying it as Kevin's decision. And it also seems to genuinely be Kevin's decision. Kevin is the one, when Kevin says, let's do Josh, she goes, okay. When Kevin says, let's do Jace, she says, okay. And they both discuss it all the time and they go back and forth together. But you very clearly see that, that Kevin is the one pushing the decision. And she has an interest here. Like, there's a pretty clear interest for her. And I just don't see her pushing it, which is frustrating. And so I don't love all of that. But I do like where she has been able to get to in terms of position. And I was really considering a nine, leading up to today, before they flipped back to evicting Jace. And I was like, well, if they're going to evict Jace, then I can only go up to an eight. But now they're back to maybe not evicting Jace. But even if they don't evict Jace, now Jace is saying she'd rather take Kevin to the end over Helena. And it's just, it's so back and forth. But it's a tough position. So I'm not going to say it's an unforced error. I don't love everything Helena's doing, but I think I'm willing to give her the 9 just off of the performance over the course of the week. I think that she's done a really great job. I think she was at one point this week in a position where she should have gotten a 9. She's kind of drifted away from that position, but she might drift back into it by the end of the week because of how back and forth they've been. So, you know, I want to go for the 9 on Helena personally. So there it is.
Wow.
Helena. Yeah. Look nice. At yeah, look at look at her. You know.
Me, Helena, regular Schmegler, basic men. I did this.
You did it. You got a 9. From me at least. All right, let's talk about Jace. Let's talk about Jace. Chantal, what do you think about Jace?
So Jacy Lynn. She's actually, I think, the hardest one for me to rank here because she is on the block and she did not win the veto. And she does have a high likelihood that she could be going home. And so normally we're going to be ranking people in that position quite low. But I do think that she is capable of staying. And, you know, we're seeing her putting in some good work with the right person, the person that's making these decisions, promising the right things, that it's looking like she could actually stay. And so the fact that she's really taking her game into her own hands and she's making these pitches, I'm impressed by that. Knowing that, you know, at least in the triple eviction, she was able to keep herself from going home in that position. I think that, you know, she in a clutch position, she's able to kind of win out there. And so I think that if she does stay, she has a high chance that she could win out to the end. And I would like to see that happen. That could be really interesting just to see her be the underdog and start winning out till the end. And so, because she's in a better position than I think she, like, you know, it looks like she's in, I'm going to give her a 5 because I know it's a little bit high, but like, I feel as though she could stay in this game and there's not that many people to be putting up on the block. And so it's not like there's like a whole, everybody in the whole house and like they're putting her up because she's playing a terrible game. There's not that many options. And so I think I want to still reward her for the fact that she's actively trying to stay in the game and it actually might happen. And if she does stay, she could still win. So I want to still give her a 5.
There you go. Well, the audience disagrees with you. The audience gave Jace a four, which is a tough spot to be in here. You know, again, considering the whole week, Jace is blindsided by the Gino vote. She did not do a good job of, you know, not being blindsided by the Gino vote. She is about to go home in the triple, if not for a clutch veto win, but you know, it's not a position you want to be in. Then is unable to talk her way out of a situation that she shouldn't have even been in the first place. She had everything on her side, logic, truth, everything. The only thing she didn't have on her side was her own nonsensical decision back when she had the secret veto. And so she, in my eyes, did a very poor job of pitching to Helena, to Betty overall. But she could still survive and it could be based off of this, this pitch to Kevin, which I thought was excellent. Very much, the sort of the opposite of the pitch to Betty. I think that, she pitched everything she needed to Kevin. It was such a good pitch that Kevin, I think, is concerned about how good a pitch it was. He's like, it all made so much sense. Does that mean I'm being manipulated? So I want to give her credit for that. It's tough because I don't know if it's going to work at this point. It's still very new and I don't know if she's going to stay. And I don't know if I do genuinely agree with Kevin that I feel, because it's always hard to tell, but I feel like Jace has one of the lower chances of winning the game of the 5 remaining with the jury. I think Betty, Josh, and even Kevin and Helena have, maybe not, like, I think that, like, when you're looking at votes, I think Betty and Josh have more locked up. I think Kevin might have more locked up. Helena, who knows at this point, I do think Helena can win more votes. So I feel like she is, which is one of the reasons why I feel like she's the person that they should potentially keep here. So I'm going to agree with the audience. I'm going to give her the 4 based off of the mistakes I feel she has made this week She still might be evicted this week. And if she is not evicted this week, I feel like she's still very likely to be evicted next week. So she's in a tough position here, but, you know, unlike Kevin and Helena, who are going to get inflated scores from me this week because of the excellent work they did over the course of the week, I feel like Jace did some bad work over the course of the week, and I can't give her full credit for the good work she's done so far because it's too fresh and I haven't seen the results of it quite yet. But I'm giving her a little bit of credit for it because I do think it was well done regardless of the outcome. So it's a 4 from me. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
This is tough. This is tough. Honestly, like, I was just feeling pretty nice and I was going to give her a nice score. But like, I do think you're right in that, like, maybe we're like counting our chickens before they hatch because we don't know if this actually is going to work. Like, I am very impressed with her pitch. I think that if she stays, it's due to that pitch. It's not because they're like, oh yeah, you know, we want to keep her around for XYZ reasons. It's literally because of what she said to them. So I think that's very impressive that she's able to do that. Also the fact that she was able to survive the triple eviction. I think that's huge. She won when she needed to, which she really needed to. And I do think that moving forward, she can win. I think that she, there's a really good chance that she wins these upcoming competitions. And so I think she has a good shot moving forward. But I do think that, you know, she's not in a great spot, especially if, like, our biggest thing is like, oh yeah, she can win competitions and she'll, like, she can win out towards the end. It's like, yeah, but like most people have some sort of ally there who can help them. And if you're just kind of like banking on the fact that you're going to win a competition, that's not great. So I'm honestly between a 4 and a 5. And I think part of it is that I'm looking at my score for Betty and I'm thinking, I think Betty's in a better spot than JC Lynn is. I mean, JC Lynn is on the block and possibly going home, and then to sit mm-hmm. there and be like, oh yeah, she's a 5 and Betty's a 6. That doesn't seem right to me. I think if she survives this week and then, like, yeah, you know, more of an even playing field. But I do think that the fact that she is on the block and can go home is a big, you know, negative on her score. I think if Kevin and Helena, and also, like, I'm not seeing the conversation that's currently on feeds or that was just on feeds at the start of this podcast, so I don't know exactly what was said. But if Kevin and Helena were sitting there like, yeah, we loved her pitch, like, we are keeping her 100%, we're done, no more discussions, it's over, like, I feel like I would feel a lot better about JL's chances, because it's like, yeah, well, she's staying, so that's that. I think part of it is that I'm also looking at my score for Josh and thinking, like, am I going to be nice to Josh or mean to Josh? So I don't know whether I'm going to be nice or mean, and so it depends. I think I'm going to do a... You know what? She gave a really good pitch. She won the veto when she needed to, even though she did need to win it this week too. You know, I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give her a 5.
There yes! we go. A 5 from Melissa. Okay, let's talk about Josh then. How do we feel about Josh? Well, I can tell you that the audience feels that Josh is a 5. 5 from the audience. This is not how I feel. The audience feels that Josh is above Jace. I disagree. I think that Josh has performed worse than Jace this week. And his position is either the same, if not, maybe slightly better, maybe slightly worse, depending on what side of the fence Kevin and Helena are leaning on at any given moment. Again, you have to, when looking at my ratings, when complaining about my ratings, very much take into consideration that I am heavily weighting performance this week, not entirely everything else, right? So for me, Josh, putting up Betty in the triple eviction was just so bad. Helena said it herself.
For me, it's great. I love it. Thank you, Josh. Pat on the back, bud. But I think you ruined your own game. I don't know.
Maybe. It was such a bad move. Such a bad move. There were so many other options for Josh that he did not take. He didn't even think about taking. And then after the fact, he did not damage control very well. He waited to talk to Betty for a long time. In the crucial period of time when she was naming nominations, he was like, I'm just going to give her a day until like after she nominates me, pretty much. Like Josh. And then the reconciliation between Josh and Betty, I have to give Betty like 95% of the credit for it, because Josh basically was like, oh, you want me to blame Kevin? Yes, I agree. I do blame Kevin. Kevin's bad. And you know, now he's in a better place with Betty, but that in some ways that's just like seesawing, because now he's in a worse place with Helena and Kevin. And he's not campaigning very much, and he's not talking to, he's worried about Kevin's vote this week. He hasn't said a word about it to Kevin. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's doing enough. I think that he potentially tanked some jury votes, but I do still think he has a better chance to win the jury than Jace, based on some analysis I've done in other podcasts. But I think that he is at this point a little more likely to be evicted. And even if he isn't, I think that, you know, I don't know. I think he can probably be, I think he has a decent chance of beating Kevin or Helena. But the problem is, like, does he take them there? Probably not. He probably takes Betty. And at this point, I don't know. I feel like Betty might have a decent chance against Josh now. And if, you know, and Betty currently plans to cut him, even if he does survive. Like, Betty's not taking him. So it's a bad place to be. I don't like what Josh has done. The only reason he's not if it was the triple eviction alone, I would consider a one. if he was definitely going home, I'd definitely give him a two or a one. The fact that it's still back and forth and he very much has a very good working shot to win the game, I can only go as low as a three for Josh, but I am going for a three for Josh, because what are you, it's a three for that triple eviction. It's a, it's a triple rating, of a three. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. This is like, I mean, the triple eviction, like, it was just not good. I feel like he ruined his relationship with Betty and then didn't try and fix it, especially after she won HOH. It's one thing where it's like, she didn't win HOH, she might go on the block, who cares? Like, you know, obviously you try to repair it, but like the timing isn't crucial. She's HOH. And you know she's mad at you when she was your number one ally. Like, fix that now before she nominates you. Like, what are you doing? And then after the fact, it's like, okay, now he's mad at Kevin, so he's not going to campaign to him. Like, it's not that Kevin is one vote in seven or something. Kevin is, like, one vote in two. Like, you need to campaign right now. And he's not doing that. And it's just... It feels like, I think it also like it brings up like reminders of the fact that like, oh yeah, most of this game, he hasn't really done that much. Most of the game, Kevin or Helena has spoken for him, or other people have spoken for him, done the campaigning for him, and he hasn't had to do anything. And people have just like kept him around. And that's not going to cut it at this point. Like at this point, we're down to the end. You need to do something for your own game. You really just need to step it up. And I don't feel like he has. I think I have to agree with Kevin or with Taryn and give Josh a three.
All right, Chantel.
Oh, Josh. I've been wanting him to emerge as like a really great game player. But I think that, you know, in his silence that he's had this entire season is because he's actually not very great at this game. You know, the triple eviction, I think one of the worst things that happened within that is that Summer left like so angry. And Summer's not the type of person that's going to hold back her anger. She's going to spread how much she dislikes Josh and what he did to her to everybody that's in the jury, and it really easily could taint their view of everything that Josh has done in the game. It'll also make Herman feel probably a type of way and Moose feel a type of way, and so it's just going to really reinforce the fact that Josh snaked people that really he should have been working with and that they felt that he was working with them. And so he has three people right now in the jury that are not, most likely not a big fan of his. And so the fact that he allowed Summer to do that, and then he does that to his other favorite person, his best friend in the house, so that now that like she could also easily be influenced if she's in the jury to not want to give him the vote. So I just think it was just so terrible that he didn't have any sort of foresight or consideration of like what his move was going to be doing for his game long term. That it's, I can't really give him my highest score. I was starting at a little bit higher, but you guys have really convinced me by how bad he really played this week. So I came in here thinking that I was going to give him a 4, but I am coming down with you two with a 3 because he just is not doing anything to benefit his game like at this point. And how can we give him anything higher than that? Even if he stays, it's kind of like, I don't think that he's in a better position. I don't think that he, you know, yes, he's locked in with Betty now, but she wants to cut him at 4 or at 3. And so he's just not playing very well. So I agree with the 3.
Josh gets the triple threes.
I'm mentally damaged for life.
Oh no. Oh no, Josh. I will say, if what I'm seeing about Helena's performance in this conversation with Jace and Kevin is true, the 9 is probably not what she should have gotten from me. Because it seems as though she's really like, Jace is like, I really thought Helena was much more on board with keeping me than it seems like she actually is. So it seems like Helena's losing Jace entirely. And now if they keep Jace, it might not even be better for Helena at this point. Which is absurd. What are you doing, Helena? But we'll see. We'll see. You can't always trust I have to watch it myself. That's always my rule. So I'm not going to change my rating based on something I haven't seen myself, but, that's sort of what we're looking at. All right. Finally, let's talk about Kevin. Again. Lots of brilliant work from Kevin. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, is so, so top tier. Again, I would be so happy. And I wish I could go back and give Kevin a 10 last week, because I think that, the blocked conversation between Kevin and Marty, about, you know, Kevin going up on the block as a pawn, was so brilliant from him. I mean, he truly is the reason Marty went to Gummy Bears. And, you know, did such a great job, such great work last week to keep himself safe and get Gino out of the game in the way that he did. And then to follow it up by obfuscating Betty's viewpoint of where things truly lie in the game, get her to nominate Josh and Jace, where now he can evict either one of them. Either one of them is his, you know, their bigger, one of their bigger threats, in the way of their getting to the end. On top of that, his jury management is looking better. More and more people talking about Kevin being, in a good spot, being a good player, being somebody that they would vote for. All of these things are fantastic, but he also made some mistakes this week. In particular, he really overexposed himself with Betty to the point where Betty found him out. And that can be a good thing because Betty might be more likely to vote for him. And I would have given him that if Betty hadn't also said, it's disgusting, I'm not going to vote for Kevin in the end. I'd vote for Helena right. over Kevin. And he's completely lost Josh. He does not know the extent to which he has lost Josh. Another thing that I'm reading right now is Josh continuing to tell Betty, I can't even look at him. He makes me sick, which is quite the turnaround from where they were just last week. And so I can't give Kevin a 10 considering the things that have happened this week, which have been in part Kevin's fault and certainly not great for Kevin overall. However, this new Jace development seems to be pretty good for Kevin. If he's able to actually get Jace back on board, that would be a very good thing. But I just can't give him the 10. This might be a case where Kevin never actually gets the 10 for me during the season because he's just too in danger all season long. But overall, I could go up to a 10 after the thing is over. You know, just the way that the Stockwatch works is that, you know, a player like Kevin is not locked in like other players. You know, he doesn't have an easy ride. It's always going to be a tough road for him to climb, a tough hill for him to climb. And so yeah, 10 might not be in the cards for him for the Stockwatch. For me, like Helena, and maybe Helena shouldn't have this one at this point, but I'm going to give him the 9 based on all of the amazing work he did leading up to then some of the little mistakes. And because again, you also have to consider the fact that like I'm looking at these mistakes pretty critically, only in the sense that like he's a 10 now going to a 9. Mm-hmm. These aren't that massive of a mistake. Like they were able to get themselves into a position where, okay, there are things going wrong, but they still have a flat 50% chance at the final four of both surviving to the final three. And one of them is definitely in the final three, and their jury, you know, options are rising. Like things are still very much looking on the up for Kevin and Helena overall, plus their very good performance. So, it's going to be a 9 from me. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's important to like point out, you know, what you said about him not getting a 10. It's like, I would love to give him a 10. I think he deserves a 10 throughout at points throughout the season. However, you know, you have to keep in mind that like at all points in this season, he's been in danger in one way or another. Versus someone like Cody, when we gave Cody a 10 a few seasons ago, it was like, nobody wanted him out. They all wanted him to go to the end with them. And then he was playing it perfectly during that week. So it was like
Cody was almost a lock to win from like 5 weeks out.
Right. It was like he was playing it perfectly. Kevin's playing like it's like he's playing it perfectly. Kevin has played certain weeks perfectly, but Cody didn't have anyone going after him, whereas Kevin had people who would potentially go after him. He wasn't a lock in any by any means. So I think that's what where the distinction comes in, where people are like, but Cody deserves a 10 and Kevin doesn't. It's like that there's differences for sure. I am certainly very impressed with Kevin again. Week to week, he impresses me. I think he's doing a really great job. I think that, you know, the whole losing Josh thing is not great for him. But at the same time, if Josh leaves this week, then like, who cares?
It doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, whatever. Who cares? Josh is on the block. It's not like Josh is HOH or something. I guess the one concern would be if Josh goes to jury and is like, yeah, Kevin's a snake. He's awful, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, that might make people want to vote for him. Because at this point, some people think Kevin's not doing anything. And so then to explain like, oh, he's been playing us this whole time, people might be like, oh,
wow.
Okay. So he is doing something. That might be a good thing. Who knows? So yeah, at this point, I'm going to give Kevin a 9.
All right, Chantel, what do you think?
I mean, Kevin is hands down my favorite player this season. I've been enjoying probably the season because of him and his strategy and really playing hard from the beginning, delivering on what he, you know, he promised us preseason that he was going to come out to our favorites. He's going to play hard. He's going to be the mastermind behind the scenes. And so he's really achieved that. And I really didn't expect him to be doing that preseason. I was like, yeah, right. That guy's not going to be doing that. No way. And so I've really been enjoying him play this game. And this week though, you know, he's kind of hit a few little pitfalls here with like losing his relationship with Josh, you know, going kind of all in on kind of bashing Josh or trying to get Josh up on the block and stuff like that with Josh's number one, which I didn't really understand why he was kind of taking that route. And so he's had a few little missteps here this past week. And I don't know, like, you guys are really high on him and I want to be as high, but I think that I have to stick with my gut here and give him the 8 just because he's just made a couple of errors that I don't know if he's going to be able to bounce back from. I think that he could easily be taken out next round by anybody. maybe not J.C. Lynn at this point, but who knows if she's just saying that to stay in the game. You know, the best player doesn't always win the season. And I don't know if Kevin's going to end up winning the season if I want him to. So because like I don't have faith that he will be able to, I'm going to give him the 8.
All right. Well, the audience agrees with you, Chantel. They also gave Kevin the 8. It's so interesting. And Kevin is the first person to make me wonder, like, what kind of ratings I would have given, say, Dan in season 10. Like, because Dan obviously did so much great work, but it wasn't for a while. It was a while until he really started to lock things in. And even in the end, there was still so much going on. I think I would have gotten there by like the last couple of weeks because Dan was able to lock it in. But, up until that point, I think it was too chaotic. When the game is chaotic, like, do tens even exist is kind of the question in the moment. I think again, like when you're looking after the fact, you could go, yeah, they faced so much adversity and they handled it so well, 10 gameplay. But when you're still looking at all of the ways things could go wrong, it's tough. It's interesting. It's interesting stuff. So, that's it. That's the stock watch. We did it.
So all fast.
Right. Yeah, so fast.
I mean, honestly, I feel like that was decently long for 5 people.
Well,
I feel like
true,
we had a lot today.
Decently long, but in comparison to the start of the season,
2 hours short.
Last, like 3 hours. Yeah, okay. Still yes. Short.
All right. So let's take a look at the leaderboard. What happened in the triple eviction? Here's what we had.
I can never get the timing right. I tried to change my stocks on Thursday, and it is too late.
From now on, the market will close at 8 p.m. Eastern for the next two rounds. So you will have time up until the episode, as we have finally confirmed for sure that there are no spoilers. So this is what the leaderboard was. Let's take a look at what the leaderboard is. The Mardis in first place. I think this has changed.
360 Betties. Second place bought 360 Betties. How
there
do you
go.
Buy 360?
Betty
a
was,
lot of money.
Was not very expensive.
Crazy.
The Mardis decided to take the risk in the triple eviction, went in on Kevin, made almost $200 and maintained first place. Heidi Ho went way in on Betty. And went from 20th place to second place.
Wow.
What a leap.
That's
there.
A
Jonathan Durden here went in on Kevin, moved up from fourth to third. I don't know what happened to the previous second placer, but I don't know. Was it Heather? I'm not sure what happened here. No, it wasn't. Second placer might have really dropped off the map here. They might have gone in and lost a lot. Who knows? You can take a look at. I had planned on taking a risk, but I also got caught by the early closure. I was streaming on Twitch and I was answering questions.
Oh no! Oh
and
god!
And they were like, "Oh, market just closed." I was like,
"Oh,
yeah, yeah."
Like, I did this for you guys.
So I ended up holding. Maybe not luckily. I don't remember who I had. Who was it? I had Helena. Oh, wow. I should have not sold.
Should have kept that.
Would have been great. I'm not looking super fantastic there. Let's see. Where is Melissa? I think you're still probably good. 100th place.
Woo!
Go, Melissa!
Woo! I think that is like the lowest I've ever been.
Helena and Josh, yeah. Or sorry, Helena and no. Kevin still moving up. Just being in on Helena and Kevin has worked.
And not changing it at all, essentially. Like I have not really bought. I've just left. And
yeah.
That's unintentional, but it has.
I have this same theory and I didn't move yet. I had a couple extra bucks and I don't remember what I did with it, but I'm probably very low. Like if I have like 200 bucks, I'll be a surprise.
1,200.
I just left it on
Betty and Jace. You did move up 100 spots. You made some money this week.
A little bit.
You're trailing behind a little bit.
Wow, am I actually on page one?
Page Phoebe one.
Spicoli said I'm on page one.
Yeah, the first 100. Let's.
I have never.
There it is.
I have
wowzers.
Oh my goodness! This is it for me.
This
maybe
is it.
I won't win the draft, but I'll win the stock watch.
Well, look, there's two more weeks.
Actually, I still have two people left in my draft. Still there.
There you go.
And if Jason Lin stays, I'll still have two people.
Oh boy!
Who's your other person? Oh boy.
I have Helena and JC Lynn. So we'll see.
All right. Well, great odds, I would say, at that point, especially 2 out of 4. All right. So that's what we've got. That's the stock watch for the week. Any final thoughts before we start to wrap things up, Chantel?
I mean, as I said when we started, I've been really enjoying this season. And like, just because I gave Kevin an 8 doesn't mean I don't love Kevin. So I don't want anyone to come for me. Like, why couldn't you give him a 9 or Helena the 8? I definitely just have enjoyed the strategy of it all. There's a lot of people that don't particularly appreciate his game because they think it's kind of slimy and snaky. But like, I like the fact that he's using his tools to be able to do better in the game. And so I definitely enjoy watching him this whole season. And I'm really happy that he's been able to make it this far to show that this type of gameplay, it actually can work and it's enjoyable. So I'm really looking forward to what happens the rest of this week and the rest of the season. I agree with the audience that it's been a really strong season. And I'm really happy that the 10th season is a good one. So there's like high hopes that it'll come back for an 11th. So I'm thumbs up all around, and it's been really enjoyable, especially being with you two. This is probably my last roundtable for the season, so thanks, guys.
Well, aww. Chantel, it is always such a pleasure to have you on.
Yes,
Melissa, any final thoughts here?
You know, I have really been enjoying this end game. I am shocked and pleasantly surprised. I feel like normally at this point I'm really bored. So yep. I do appreciate that it is still exciting. It's still fun. I think that we're going to have a good winner either way. So I just am excited to see how we get there. You know, a lot of the gameplay has been very impressive. And I think the fact is that everybody can kind of like hold their own. I think like, you know, obviously there have been some people who maybe like aren't on the same level as other people, but there's been no one really that hasn't played at all. So mm-hmm. I am impressed that at least like everyone is like putting in the effort and trying. And I know that sounds like really lame, but like we sometimes get seasons where people don't care. And so I really appreciate the fact that everyone seems to be in it to win it and really care. So yeah, it's been really good so far. I'm excited to see where it goes.
All right. Well, Kevin and Helena have been talking since finishing their conversation with Jace, and as of right now, they do still seem to be on the same page of evicting Josh for now. I mean, Kevin's even saying like that's how I feel now, but we'll see what happens in the morning. we will see indeed what's going to happen for the rest of the week and for the rest of the season. But that is all we have for this week here on the Roundtable Stockwatch. Thank you all so much for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that has been going on here on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. Yet more to update as we go back and forth and back and forth. So tune in tomorrow morning to get the lowdown on where they currently stand. And then, of course, tomorrow night, I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode live with all of you, as well as Survivor. We'll be talking through the episode. I believe Melissa and Chappelle will be back, the Wednesday night crew, talk through the Wednesday episode here. And then we'll be talking Survivor Stock Watch as well here on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we'll have an eviction. And we'll have some fun with that. So that's what we got. Check out the Taryn Show. Check out my Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Chantel, where can people find you?
Well, if you go to Instagram at ShanFranFran, all my socials are there. And if you want to find my YouTube channel, it's Reality Realness with 3 S's.
All right. And you can, of course, find Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's. Three of them. Just like the 3 3s that Josh got for the triple eviction. 3 A's. 3 A's. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight And we will see all of you next time.